Hello, this is Tegan, and I'm going to be talking about Tommysaurus Rex by Doug Tenapel. I have four questions to answer. What have you been reading lately? And what do you like or dislike about the book? What passages stood out to you? And would I recommend this book to a classmate? Alright, I'm gonna explain the first question. What have you been reading lately? Well, I said in the intro, I'm reading Tommysaurus Rex by Doug Tenapel. It's a very, very cool book. I really like it because it's kind of fictional, but I mean, it's cool to see like a kid looking at a dinosaur and like in present time. So it's crazy how there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex during the present time. When Eli's dog, Tommy's dog, that's who it is, got hit by a car, he goes to his grandpa's farm for the summer to get his mind off of that dog, because he was sad that his dog was hit, obviously. But one day, while he is exploring a nearby cave, he discovers a full-grown but friendly Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, that is very cool that he found that. As the news of the dinosaur spreads around town, Randy and the mean kid down the street, which is like a bully, like he's very, very mean, he pushes and shoves and everything. So the mean kid down the street decides he's going to make life miserable for Eli and his dinosaur, with devastating consequences. And like, that's practically what the book is, and I really, really like it. It's awesome. What do you like or dislike about the book? Well, like I said in the first question, I like how the T-Rex should be extinct, but he's in the present, or like as in or now. And I also like that this is kind of gonna be spoiling, but the dad of the bully, so the bully killed the T-Rex at the end of the story, and then his dad, the bully's dad, also killed Tommy's dog in the beginning of the story. So it's crazy how the two family members killed two of his pets, or his best friends, or Tommy's friends. And that's kind of crazy how they were like that. And obviously Tommy forgave them at the end of the story, because there's always a good ending. But that's crazy how they both, like, that's kind of cool. That's pretty cool. And then also, like, the mayor didn't like the T-Rex, and then he noticed, this could be fame, this could be money, this could be lots of good stuff, or, like, lots of fame to their town. So he really liked that. And those are my reasons to like it. A dislike? Well, there's not too much. I can't really think of anything that's super bad, because this is, like, my favorite book, almost, probably. So, there's nothing really to dislike about this book. And, next question. What passages stood out to you? Give two examples and explain why. Simple. Well, I have one passage, and then I'll explain another one. But the one passage is a guy was being pretty mean to the kid and said, and the kid said he would say he could do tricks, like, because he wanted to prove how good this dinosaur is to the town. And then this random stranger just yelled out and said, a dinosaur that does tricks? I'd pay to see that. And then, like, he was joking, and then he started laughing, which was kind of mean, but was pretty, like, pretty crazy, like, how he said that. And I'll give two medium ones. In the end of the book, so the bully said, "Just when I was about to black out from the smoke, something grabbed me." And then, in the beginning of the book, where, like, the guy ran over the dog, he said, "I'm sorry, kid, he just ran right in front of me." And then, he was saying the same thing, and then he said, like, he was like, "I'm so sorry." And then the dad was like, "I'm so sorry as well." And so then he was mean and said, "Leave." And he was mad at both of them. And they were both very sorry for the incident. And so that was really, that was really sad for both of those passages. So that's both of my passages. Last question and quick one. Would I recommend this book to a classmate? And I already said it. Yes, I really, really, really love this book because of all the drama and the emotional parts and like how fictional it is, like the cool way. And I really like graphic novels, and especially this one, it really, really got me away. So that's practically this podcast on Tommysaurus Rex by Doug Tenpel. And that's Tegan and his book report on Tommysaurus Rex. Bye.